I was in the Air Force. I was stationed at RAF Alconbury. I was on a war mobility team. I met one of the men, or one of the NCOs, who was at Roswell at the time that happened. He was with the recovery team.
NCO,
non-commissioned officer. He didn't talk too much, but what he said, that was not a balloon, and they were not mannequins that were taken off that base. They were real bodies, and they weren't that high. That's all he would talk about. They weren't like the mannequins they claim.
When did you hear this story?
This was probably, we were on an exercise in 1966 or 1967 at Chick Sands Air Force Base. It was a security installation over in England. Also, I was stationed at Lackland Air Force Base for 13 and a half years. I was on a war mobility team. I never went on the exercise, but I stayed on the base most of the time. But people who worked for me went on exercise, and they heard stories about different things that happened in different installations throughout the United States, Canada, and Europe. I also ran into two gentlemen. They were assigned to a special unit that was formed back in probably the just before the beginning of the Second World War. It was then Unit 35. Later on, it became Det 35. They done all the investigations of unidentifying flying objects through the 40s, 50s, and part of the 60s. And they would never claim, or the two gentlemen would never claim that they were men in black. But they talked about incidents that happened back in Germany back in 19, he was either 38 or 39. Also in Cape Girardeau, Mississippi back in 1941. Also Socorro, I think it was Socorro, New Mexico, where these teams went out and investigated these incidents or accidents. Some of the bodies were taken to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Some were taken to another installation that they claim was out in California. That's all they would talk about. But if you read a lot of books, they go into more defining what happened at these installations. There was also an incident that happened back in 1941 and 1942 on the West Coast where they claim a UFO was shot down by our military. And that's all I know, plus what I read. And some other people that I've met that I can't talk about them because they're still on active duty.